Psalm 46, verse 1, one of my favorites. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Isn't that great? That God is our refuge. He is our strength today, and I'm sure we all can testify to that. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you on this Sunday, April 23rd. 2017, Fred. How are you? I'm so excited to spend some time with you today here on this Sunday. You know, I'll tell you what, I've mentioned this several times. There is just something special about a Sunday morning. Amen. Amen indeed. Hey, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on Jesus. That's right. He's the center of it all. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Selah here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow.
Starting things off with Selah here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, I hope you're having a great, great weekend. And he began his ministry by being hungry, yet he is the bread of life. Jesus ended his earthly ministry by being thirsty, yet he is the living water. Jesus was weary, yet he is our rest. Jesus wept, yet he wipes away our tears. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet he redeemed the world. Jesus was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he is the good shepherd. Jesus died, yet by his death, he destroyed the power of death.
The splendor of clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, the
And all will see how great is our God.
A swimmer was caught in a strong current and close to drowning. Suddenly, a life jacket was thrown within reach. He grabbed the life jacket and it saved his life. Sometimes we feel like we're drowning in the problems of life. Maybe it's financial, marital, or job related. Where can we find hope? Jesus is our rescuer and wants us to reach out to him. Learn more. Call 888-NEED-HIM or chat with us live at needhim.org.
Here I do believe.
That's right. We've come to lift up the perfect and holy set apart name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, you can always catch up with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. You know, God's Word talks about the first Adam who brought sin into the world. And then it talks about how Jesus is the last Adam who brought life into the world. See, the first Adam yielded to temptation in a garden. The last Adam beat temptation in a garden. The first man, Adam, sought to be like God. The last Adam was God who became a man. The first Adam tasted death from a tree. The last Adam tasted death on a tree. The first Adam hid from the face of God while the last Adam begged God not to hide his face. The first Adam blamed his bride, while the last Adam took blame for his bride. The first Adam earned thorns, the last Adam wore thorns. The first Adam brought a curse, the last Adam became a curse.
Savior, I come. Quiet my soul, remember. Redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Thank you.
Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee.
Friend, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. I had a chance to just kind of catch up from just a busy weekend last week, and of course Easter Sunday, Good Friday, of course lots of church stuff and great outreach last weekend, and just kind of relaxing this weekend, kind of catching up on some of that rest, I'll tell you. But you know, it's always good to be reminded of some of the truth in God's word. Wouldn't you agree? And let me just encourage you today. From Revelation 21, verse 4, it says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Yeah, talk about a beautiful song. The Maranatha Singers. Then I love you, Lord. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio here on this fine, fine Sunday. I do appreciate your time and your attention today. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. Again, Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.